Hey, Pam Pam.
Good morning, Darren.
Good morning.
Welcome to Shanghai Expat Podcast.
All right.
You are in, you are responsible for Triple W Active Chinese.
To
some sort of extent.
Some extent, yeah.
Some extent, right?
Yep.
Triple W Active Chinese .com is a place where online place where you can learn Chinese.
Yes.
With flash animations, audio, and some other stuff.
That's right. MP3s, MP4s, flash, tutors. Yeah, there's quite a bit of stuff.
All right. Maybe you can tell us something more about your life here in Shanghai, maybe your credentials, and about ActiveChinese.com.
Sure. Yeah. So I'm from Canada. A small town called... Hey, are you still there?
Yeah. I am still here. I just muted the microphone.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I'm from a small town in Canada called Peterborough. It's about an hour east of Toronto. And so I was born and raised in Peterborough. And then I graduated from the University of Western Ontario with a major in biology. And then soon after that, I came to China and started teaching here.
Okay, I guess you're not started teaching Chinese.
Yeah, you're right. I started teaching English at a kindergarten, and as soon as I had a dose of that, I wanted out of teaching as soon as possible.
Oh, really?
That's right. So then I was teaching less and less, was just trying to look at more different kinds of jobs, and also just traveling around China and neighboring countries, stuff like that.
Okay, so teaching is definitely that you do not have in your blood?
Well, I actually do like teaching. I just don't like teaching English. I was actually tutoring some chemistry here in Shanghai, which was pretty good money, and I actually enjoyed it quite a bit. So I guess English is not my thing to teach, but I mean, I don't know, maybe something like chemistry is not bad, but yeah.
All right. Then you start to work for and with ActiveChinese.com.
Yeah.
How did you find the job? How did you get involved?
A good friend of mine, Andrew Best, he introduced me to this job. He knew the CEO of our company, and he said a position opened up at Active Chinese, and he introduced me to this position. So I just went for the interview and got the job. Yeah.
All right. What's your relation? I mean, what's the relation? Maybe there is no relationship, but what's the relationship, or is there a relationship actually between your educational background and the work that you're doing now?
There's not too much related to that. I guess I wanted a bit of a change from, I don't know, just nothing biology, basically. Just tired of graphs and analysis and all that stuff, so just wanted to see what else is out in the world, I guess.
Okay, what kind of skills were requested for the job?
Let's see, what kind of skills? Well, one is be a foreigner and speak really good English, and I think I can do not too bad at that. And also just pretty basic skills, actually. I mean, just good computer skills, kind of good with the web, good with, Photoshop, just basically good at pulling like a web team together, and also some marketing activities, which we do as well, yeah.
All right, general basic computer skills and stuff like that,
right.
And maybe a little bit more. Can you tell us something more about your life here in Shanghai? After that, maybe something more about the website, of course.
Sure. Well, basically, I'm full-time at Active Chinese, and outside of that, whenever there's a, you know, holiday, I just try to travel with friends to whatever neighboring country that we haven't been to yet. And also, let's see, just go out, have, you know, just normal everyday things, like buy pirated DVDs, go dancing. I sometimes go to the gym, I guess. I sometimes dance hip-hop, which is kind of funny. Yeah, that's about it.
All right. What kind of thing, what aspect do you like about Shanghai? Is there a, or actually, is there, you know, a specific aspect that you like about Shanghai?
Yeah.
A lot of people talk about, like, the buzz in Shanghai.
Right.
It's a word that you come across often in magazines. I don't want to give you my opinion
right.
about Shanghai because it's not about me.
Right.
But what's your take on that?
Well, it's really safe here, and I feel safer here than any city in Canada. And also, the life is just so convenient. I mean, you got IEs, you buy tailored clothes, what else? You got tickets delivered to your door. I mean, you get dry clean your clothes. They take it at the door. Just it's very convenient, and the money goes a long way. And it's just very. There's just seems to be so many opportunities here. Like you meet different people. You know, if you go out, there's just so many different kinds of people doing so many different kinds of jobs in Shanghai, and it's just unbelievable. Just what's happening here. Yeah.
All right, I understand. Yeah, it's a big city, so I guess, you know, a lot of people, a lot of different jobs and stuff like
right.
that. All right, that basically covers my first question. And the second part of the question was to elaborate a little bit more on the website.
Yeah.
Maybe you can tell the listeners why the website activechinese.com is the best or the better choice, as in the commercial, compared to other websites where you can also, of course, learn online or Chinese online, because there are different websites out there. What is so good about your website?
Well, our website takes a systematic approach to learning Chinese, especially for beginners. So the materials are carefully organized to help our learners gain confidence in learning the new language effectively. We're always designing new ways for our students to interact with the material in many ways as possible to ensure the efficient learning for all types of learners. We also have all kinds of interactive online drills to ensure what they learn. Basically, the website is it's like a virtual classroom, and so, you know, it's like virtual teacher, flash animation. You can basically get everything online or offline. So you learn some of the materials online with the flash, but you can also download some of those in the form of, you know, MP4s, MP3s. You can learn on the go as well as learning online. And if you need any extra help, you can contact the online tutors as well.
All right. As you know, I got a trial subscription in exchange,
right.
And I checked out the website. I think it's useful. I do have to say that I didn't check out any other websites where you can learn Chinese online. I don't have experience with that.
Right.
Anyway, I do think it's a helpful website, a place where you can definitely improve your Chinese if you want to. And there are different options, as you said, different instruments.
Mm-hmm.
What is the future of the company?
Well, actually, they're branching out quite a bit. I mean, we started out with one adult program. And now we have four additional programs. We got the travel program. We got a business program. We have a university program and a kids program. So there's four additional programs, and they're actually quite different, especially the kids program, actually. It's all, it's like a video game. It's like all flash animated, you know, very ideal for kids. It's kind of like a role-playing adventure type game. And the other additions that we have as well are, they're available on CD, and they're going to be distributed quite soon. They're going to be available on Amazon, on our site, and it seems like it's really heating up. It's really taking off. Yeah.
All right. Which group is your biggest market right now? Like children or adults?
Right. Yeah, at the moment, it's quite a few adults. The children's program is yet to be released, actually. It's still in the making, but it will be released, I'd say, in the next few weeks. And then, so right now, we have a few corporate accounts, and we have the adult program, which is just, you know, people who want to sign up for the monthly, or they can buy it, the whole program, one-time fee of like $260. So yeah.
All right. Anyway, is the company in hands of expats, or is the company founded by Chinese?
Yeah. Actually, the company. Let's see here. Right. Yeah, the Active Chinese was co-founded by Larry Chen. He's an IT veteran in San Francisco, as well as David Chung, and he's a senior corporate lawyer in Shanghai. So basically, both of those guys are both of my bosses. Yeah.
All right. Do you think there will be a learn or an active Portuguese.com?
So yeah, like branching out to other languages, what you're saying, yeah.
Exactly.
Let's see. Well, I haven't heard any of that in the making. However, it's definitely possible. I mean, our Flash team seems to be operating quite quickly, and so it's indeed possible, yeah.
All right, I understand. Well, besides, of course, offering other languages, what other opportunities do you think of in the near future or in the long run about the development of the company or the online website kind of thing?
Right. I think they're shooting for more. They want to get basically the full package is what they're trying to promote because they believe it offers the best features, the MP4s, some really useful MP3s that the other packages don't have. In addition to that, all the other additions, they think, you know, it will take off pretty soon because actually, you know, we're comparing ourselves to everything else that is on the net right now, and it just seems to be quite a bit better. I mean, we have just better interactive materials. It's just really good for beginners and just like MP4s, MP3s, like everything's there. It's a good package for sure.
All right. With that, I come pretty much to the end of my list with questions.
All right.
Do you have anything to add? And you want to get out there to the listeners?
Well, I'd say go check it out. Go sign up for a free trial and just see what you think. And if you have...
Free trial. Can you tell us something more about the free trial?
Yeah. So the free trial is you get three different lessons, one from each of our levels. You get one from the absolute beginner level, and then you get another one from maybe a low intermediate level. And then the last one is like kind of a low intermediate business level. So you get kind of like beginner, intermediate, and business intermediate. And it kind of gives you a full dose of our program. And then from that point, you can kind of, you know, determine whether it's suitable for you. And at the same time, when you sign up for the free trial, all the downloadable materials are also available. Those materials are the same materials that are available in the full package. So that includes the MP3s. There's a few different kinds of MP3s. There's basically the dialogue from the lesson. There's like practice materials that you kind of sentences that you kind of say to yourself. And there's also the MP4s, which are video you can play on your, whatever video playing portable device that you have. And those are also very useful. Yeah.
All right. Our email exchange started a while ago. Therefore, it has been a while that I visited your website. Is there an opportunity for companies to advertise at the website of activechinese.com?
I haven't heard any talk about that, but
Are there banners right now?
No, not at the moment. It's totally banner free, no ads. There's none of that going on. But I'm not sure if they even want to put any of that kind of information on the site or not. I think they just want to be pretty clean. Yeah.
All right. Well, Active Chinese can advertise on my podcast. you can tell your boss that. All right. With that, I definitely have come to the end of my questions.
Cool.
Is there anything that you want to add that you haven't said yet that needs to be out there?
Just check out the site and come to China. Pop by our office and say hi.
All right. Yeah. Do you actually have? That's another question. I always say it's my last question, and
sure.
Another question pops up.
Yeah.
But do you think about, or do you have actually meetings where students can meet face to face? Are you thinking about that?
Yeah, that's a very good question. Actually, I'm not quite sure if I can even speak about this, but I'm not even quite sure when this is going to actually air, but probably pretty soon. Anyway. There is talk, there's hype about basically some learning centers that will kind of pop up in certain places in Shanghai, Shenzhen, a few other very high traffic places. So basically, there's going to be like training centers, which will be accompanied with our online materials.
All right, that definitely answers my question.
Yeah.
all right, that's still in the make, if it's in the make at all.
That's kind of what I just heard from a little bird the other day.
Right.
<Yeah.
laughs> I understand. So people should not rely on that in the near future. That's for sure. We keep that in mind.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks a lot, Darren.
Yep.
For having you here on the Shanghai Expat podcast, and have a nice weekend.
Yeah, for sure.
And it was Darren from www.activechinese.com. Is that right, Darren?
That is right. ActiveChinese.com.
Right. Okay, man. Maybe we'll meet in the future.
Yeah, man.
Shanghai is a small place, so you never know.
You're right.
All right. Catch you later, man.
Okay. Thank you. See you.
Bye-bye.